Hey folks, Matt Richards here. Welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast 2.0, where we talk all things social media marketing, sales, branding, and building an audience online. So if you're looking to build an online business organically, you want to increase your reach, increase your audience, and convert them into sales, you've landed on the right podcast. You've landed on the right YouTube channel. Wherever you're listening to this episode today, you're in the right place. Now, this offers a really raw, uncut, relaxed insight into what it actually takes to build a successful online business based on somebody who has almost 10 years of experience. So anyway, today I want to talk about the importance of having different angles to your offer and the importance of tying your prospect down in multiple places. This sounds pretty weird. For the new listeners, I guarantee you this isn't going to turn into something like 50 Shades of Math or anything like that when we're talking about tying people down. We're talking about different angles for your offer, because if you're marketing on social media, it's really important that you keep things fresh. You know, it's really important that you're not just somebody who keeps saying the same things over and over and over again. I mean, in paid advertising, it's slightly different. You can just have one ad, one sentence, one offer, and that's it, and keep rolling it out because you're getting new eyeballs every single day. If you're marketing organically, you're going to have the same people checking in your content day in, day out. So it's really important that you have a freshness to your content, a uniqueness to your content. Your offers are compelling, but also they're not just always the same over and over and over again, because it can get quite boring. So today, when I talk about tying people down in multiple areas, we're talking about different ways to position your offer that can give your prospect a better chance of investing in you. You know, best way to explain this is, you imagine if we've got like a tarpaulin sheet or a big bed sheet, and we was trying to cover something in the garden. If I was to just put one set of bricks on one corner, that corner would stay still, but the rest of it would flap and blow everywhere, right? If I was to put bricks on each corner and start putting bricks around the outside of this blanket or this sheet, then it would hold, it would be more solid and more secure. And that's what we're looking to create here, is solid, secure sales, solid, secure followers. We're trying to create a healthy environment for you to close your offers consistently. So we're going to start off with like the five reasons why people invest in you. Now, I'll be honest with you, I could have probably thought of like 10, 20 more, but I've just written down five on a piece of paper here. One, I don't want the podcast to be like 5 hours long. And two, because these are probably the most important things to me. You know, so I would highly recommend that you grab yourself a pen and paper and write these down. We're at about 2.5 minutes on this podcast. So if you're driving or you're out and about or you're busy, come back to this point in the podcast. Think to yourself, 2.5 minutes, and go back and write down these five things, because this is going to be really beneficial and useful for you long term if you take this information on board, but more importantly, what I'm actually saying here. So the first reason why people will buy is to increase wealth. So to make money, basically. Second reason is to save time or for convenience. So for example, make money is fairly obvious. I'm not going to explain that. Convenience, it might be, let's say they buy a lawnmower that is electronic. If it's electronic, they don't need to push it around. They're saving themselves effort. They're saving themselves time, right? So it's a lot easier. It's a lot more straightforward than pushing an old school one around. Third reason is to escape pain. Maybe they sort of in a position where they're really uncomfortable, really unhappy with their current situation. They're out there looking for solutions. So they're looking for a new income stream. They're looking for new ways to generate leads, etc. Fourth reason is to improve the quality of their life or their health. So improve their day-to-day life, their mental health. If somebody's selling a weight loss milkshake, if you're drinking every single day and you lose a bit of weight, you might feel great about yourself. You feel good in the mirror. You feel good and more confident when you're out there. You might find a new lady, new wife if you're a single person, whatever. But it's improving the quality of your life or your health, right? And the fifth reason is social status. Now, what that basically means is how it makes you feel. You know, people who drive in a nice fancy car get a certain feeling, right? If people had like a new suit, if you've ever been to like a wedding or, you know, a job interview or something that requires you to dress up or wear a nice suit or a nice dress, you feel different, right? You feel sort of, you feel a step up, you feel like above yourself, you feel like, you know, on that other level, you know, and it's a bit of social status is attached to that. Now, basically, what you want to do at this point now, and again, this is why I highly recommend people come back to this point in the podcast, is start to write down these five things, but at the same time, start to think about what areas of your business or what areas of your offer can relate to that particular point. See, it's really important that you don't just keep marketing the same thing over and over again. Like I said, if you're marketing organically, these people are going to be checking into your content and your offers on a regular basis. These people are going to read your emails on a regular basis. These people are going to be checking out your group posts on a regular basis. So sounding the same all the time, quite often is like, it's you've got a huge disadvantage, you know, because people's priorities are changing all the time. You know, if I'm struggling for finances because, let's say, I'm getting married next month and I'm spending like £10,000, £20,000 on a wedding, then money's a big deal for me right now. You know, whereas once the wedding has gone out the way and I no longer have that big cost hanging over my head, then money's probably not an issue. Well, money's always going to be an issue in people's lives, but it might not be such a priority. Do you know what I mean? So, for example, leading up to the wedding, I might work loads of overtime hours. I might work to the bone, like 18 hours a day. It doesn't matter because money's the priority. I've got to get my wedding paid for, right? And then after the wedding, that might change. You know, you might think to yourself, well, the wedding's paid for. I don't need to panic anymore. The money's not really important, so I'll quit my overtime. I'll reduce my work hours and I'll save myself some time. You know, I'll enjoy myself. I'll feel like getting out there more. I'll do more things for myself. So the priority in somebody's life then is more from a point of view of saving time and looking after their health, you know, looking after their mental health. So it's really important that you understand that people's priorities are changing all the time. Just because you need something in your life or just because you think it's important doesn't mean it's important to that person's life right now in your target market. So that's why I say it's really good to sort of think from different angles. Think about different offers. Think about different ways to create your offer and position your offer. And that's really important. So what I'd say to you is, first and foremost, grab your offer. Like, whatever your offer is, now is the time to have it at your forefront of your mind and think to yourself, right, this is it. Now I'm going to start thinking of different ways to produce content in these five key areas to make my offer more appealing and to keep my audience on its toes. So for example, I'm going to give an example here. I'm going to stick to my business because I know it best. I'm going to say to myself, how can my offer increase wealth? So I'm going to write that down on a piece of paper at the top. How can my offer increase wealth? And then I'm going to write underneath, my offer can increase wealth by helping people to close more sales inside their business. Helping people to create a consistent stream of income. Helping people to make more sales consistently without having to pitch as many people. So as you can see, I'm talking about increasing wealth, increasing people's income. These are three different things that I could sort of post, talk about, create content, whatever. These are all things that I can relate back to increasing wealth in some way, shape or form. Second thing is saving time. So if I'm talking about saving time, I might say to myself, here's three templates. So I've got three templates that I actually share with my clients that help them to create content, you know, really compelling, solid content. So if I'm going to think of ways in which that I save people time, I'll think, number one, I offer templates to help people to create content. Number two, I teach people how to set things up so they don't have to figure things out themselves. They're not having to go on YouTube and look at instructional videos or whatever. You know, I'm sending these over for them. So I'm saving them time. Number three, I'm making people aware of all the pitfalls of marketing. So when I talk to my clients, I'm making them aware, listen, I've tried and tested that, didn't work out for me. Hey, this is really effective. This is something that I've struggled with. Now, whether they follow that information or not, that is their prerogative, but at least they've got an option there to save time. Instead of spending years of making mistakes like I did, they're going to bypass all of that and get to where they need to be as quick as possible. The third reason is to escape pain. So like I said, maybe they're up all night trying to find the answers to solutions on YouTube. They're going tired, they're frustrated, they're angry. Maybe they're falling out with their friends and family and their loved ones because they're so frustrated with this business that they're taking it out on the people that they love. You know, they're in pain, they're frustrated. So those are ways in which I can help people. You know, I can make your business a lot more streamlined so you're not taking time away from your family or your loved ones. I can help you with an A to Z of exactly what to follow so you're not driving yourself insane trying to find the answers for yourself, you know, so you're not taking that anger, frustration, confusion out on the people that you love. Fourth reason is to improve the quality of their life or their health. Pretty obvious. If you're stressed to your eyeballs and you're driving yourself insane trying to build a business, then here's three ways that you can build a business a lot more efficiently. Here's a couple of ways in which you can sort of, instead of sort of driving yourself insane and plowing everything into your business and forgetting everything else, here's how you can be a lot more efficient inside your business with a simple five-step strategy that will allow you some spare time to go to the gym, go and do things you love, go for a walk, improve your mental and physical health. Fifth series in social status. So I might say to people, listen, if you want to get up on stage, you want to build a brand, you want to build a following, you want to be a leader, you want to be somebody that people look up to, then I will teach you exactly how to build a global brand and a following by creating content on social media. So as you can see, there's multiple different ways to talk about my business. You know, I'm adjusting and changing the way I make my offer. I'm adjusting and changing the way I put myself out there in terms of my services. Now, please remember, guys, this is raw and uncut. You know, I haven't had time to write these things down. If I had time to write these things down whilst on the podcast, and I didn't want to write it down and just read from a piece of paper either, because I wanted to show you guys how, you know, just brainstorming can take place. You know, sometimes reading from a piece of paper is fair enough, but like if I'm brainstorming here now, I'm giving an accurate representation of what consuming this content is going to be like for you. Because I guarantee as you're going through this, you're starting to think, oh yeah, I can market my business this way. I can talk about the health benefits. I can talk about, you know, the saving time benefits. I can talk about the making money benefits. I can talk about how I'm going to make their life more comfortable. You know, there's a lot of different ways in which now, hopefully, that you're thinking about promoting your services or your content. And that's really important you do that. Now, the next point I want to move on to is you can actually use this strategy to create content. You know, for example, you might say to yourself, what am I going to talk about today? And you'll take, you've got these five viewpoints, you know, you've got these written down on a piece of paper somewhere. What can I do? Let's help people who are struggling with time today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, hey, here's five reasons why. Here's five ways that you can make your day-to-day life more efficient if you're a parent who is juggling kids and a business. You know, number one is set out your time frame and your plans and your goals every single day before you start doing anything. If you know where you're going, you know what you're doing, you're going to be much more efficient. Number two is to set timers with all your tasks. So what you're doing is making sure you're focusing on one task at a time. I know parents think they can multitask, but the truth is everybody is much more efficient when they focus on one task at a time. That's just, you know, scientific fact. You know, everybody can argue and say differently, but it's scientific fact. Well, maybe, I don't know, whatever. People can have a go at me and say, hey, you're just saying that because you're a mat and you can't you're not very good at multitasking, whatever, right? But if you focus on one thing at a time, you will be a lot more efficient. You know, that's for sure. Like, I absolutely guarantee you that. Third thing is you might say, keeping a diary, you know, it's really important to keep a diary so you know where you're at, sharing that diary with the people you live with so they know what you're up to and where you're at. So you've all got a really healthy understanding of what you're doing. So as you can see, I'm not going to create the content. You know, I've already given three tips for this piece of content. But as you can see, I can sort of think to myself, right, today I'm going to focus on the time-saving aspect. So all my audience, if they're in a position at the moment where time is a bit of a priority, because I don't know the stresses they're going through. I don't know what they're struggling with. I know they want to build a business. I know they want to make money in some way, shape, or form. I know they want to increase their audience, but I still don't know what a priority is. You know, if I've got an audience of 2,000 people in my Facebook group to help people with marketing and leads and sales, I know they're there for marketing, leads, and sales, but I don't know their exact priority in their life right now. I don't know their stresses. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's, you know, frustrating them. So if at that particular time it is time management, or that particular time it is time efficiency, or making the most of their time, that content's going to hit the mark. You know, and then tomorrow I might think to myself, tomorrow I'm going to focus on social status. Okay, so I'm going to think to myself, hey, here's three, I might do a Facebook Live and I'll say three ways that you can become the go-to person on social media. Number one is planting your flag, making sure your branding is correct. You know, making sure your social media reflects who you are, what you promote, what you offer. Number two is having a clear, consistent flow of content that is relevant to a marketplace. So as you can see, I can create content off the back of this knowledge. And then because I'm creating content off the back of this knowledge, it's very easy for me to have a good call to action at the end as well. So my call to actions can vary. As you can see, all my content and all my headlines and everything I do can vary throughout this process, right? So throughout this process, I can be in a position now where it's like, damn, I can mix up the title if I need to. I can mix up the actual content if I need to. I can mix up the offer if I need to. Yes, it always leads back to the same place, my course, my package, my program, my business opportunity, my product. But because I'm changing different aspects of it, that's really important, the different aspects of the content and sales process, what I'm doing is I'm actually highlighting these key pain points at the right time for that particular person. So if I've got an audience of 1,000 people that follow me, 900 of them might have money problems right now. 100 of them might have time issues right now. Or 250 of them might be wanting social status. 250 of them might be wanting to make money at the moment. 250 of them might be wanting to save time. 250 of them might be wanting to improve their health or reduce stress. I don't know that, but if I'm always varying my content and changing things up, the chances of me hitting that offer at the right time for my market is much higher. See, if you think to yourself, if you just market the same thing every single day, yes, for sure, you're going to become known as the go-to person, and it's really relevant, but like there's multiple different ways to get to that place of making a sale. And what about all the people that aren't quite ready for that offer the way you've positioned it right now? So it keeps your prospects on their toes, which I think is really important, as long as it all falls under the same umbrella, the same brand, the same offer. Number two, it keeps you on your toes. It forces you to keep thinking of different ways to promote your offer, get yourself out there, make sales, etc. And number three, it really expands your marketing knowledge. Because if you're putting yourself on the, you're putting yourself on the spot to think of different ways to grow and expand your business and different viewpoints, different benefits. Overall, what you're doing is building a much clearer, more compelling reason as to why people invest in you. And because people are following you over a period of time as well, over a period of time, they begin to realize, hey, this offer can increase my wealth. Hey, this offer can increase my social status. Hey, this offer can increase my my time efficiency. Hey, this offer can increase my health or my stress. Hey, this offer can help me to escape pain. So the more you create content, the more you put yourself out there, the more you make offers, the more you sort of mix up your sales process and your content process, the more compelling your offer becomes, because you're tying people down in multiple areas. Like I said, you're tying them down in the fact that they're going to make more money. You're tying them down in the fact that they're going to be saving money. You're becoming more efficient with their time. Number three, you're tying them down on the fact that they're escaping pain. Number four, you're tying them down on the fact that they're going to improve their life or their physical health or mental health. And number five, you're tying them down on the fact that it's going to increase their social status. So literally, you are ticking every single box. And if you guys have just listened to me on YouTube, you've realized that I got my fingers entirely mixed up. I put six fingers up then for only five things. it's one of those things. So for a benefit of YouTube, for the podcast listeners, you don't even know that happens. But listen, guys, I highly recommend, after the back of this podcast, take time to write these five things down. Start thinking of different ways to promote or sell your business. I mean, what I'll do is inside of this podcast description, I'll write all these things down. This can be relevant for all business opportunities or offers. I mean, even if you sell a physical product, I'll tell you what, let's do a physical product as an example, just in case anybody's listening to this. Let's say you sell a milkshake. Let's say you sell a health milkshake, right? I'll just say that because whatever, I'm sitting here with a blue smoothie at the moment, a naked blue smoothie. It's part of my meal deal at Morrison's. We have a chicken tikka wrap, we have a blue smoothie, and we have a chocolate bar that's half finished, right? I was on the go today. I love the meal deals from Morrison's. They're great. For the international listeners, it's just a shopping center that sells food, right? But anyway, this health drink, I'm going to talk about this health drink right here, okay? So I've got this smoothie, right? Again, YouTube people can see it. Podcast people, just think of any milkshake or whatever. So how can a milkshake increase wealth? Well, if I'm waking up every single day and I'm getting the right vitamins and my right minerals, it's going to improve my mental health. It's going to improve my sharpness. It's going to improve my alertness. So I can go to work and be more efficient. I can go into my sales role and become, I can be a lot more comfortable. I can be a lot more energetic. I can be the person I need to be. If I've got to record content today, I can record a higher quality of content so I can make more sales, because I've got the energy, the excitement to run with that. So as you can see, it can increase wealth. It can increase wealth. Even though we're talking about a milkshake, we can still talk about how it can increase wealth. How can it save time and convenience? Well, if I was to sit at home and try and make that smoothie or to try and buy all the ingredients, I want to go to work on time today. Instead of spending an hour creating content like I'm doing now, I'd have spent an hour creating this smoothie instead. So I've saved a bunch of time by picking up this smoothie. That's given me an extra hour to go and focus on my business. Third reason is to escape pain. Maybe let's say for argument's sake, I'm waking up every single day feeling exhausted, feeling shattered. I've had 8 hours sleep. That's a lie. I haven't had 8 hours sleep for like 10 years. I've got three kids. But let's say I've had 8 hours sleep and I'm waking up and I'm feeling exhausted. If I take one of these milkshakes every single day, I'm going to be waking up and I'm going to feeling a lot more energetic, a lot more excited, ready to tackle the day ahead. So I'm no longer going to feel like I'm having to, trudge through my day-to-day life and regime. I'm no longer having to drag myself kicking and screaming out of bed in the morning, because I'm going to have the vitamins and minerals in my body to feel a lot more energetic and excited about what I'm doing. I'm no longer going to feel like crap. I'm no longer going to feel exhausted. I'm no longer going to be taking that out on other people. Improve my quality of life and health. I think that's fairly obvious. I'm not going to go into that one. This health shake is fantastic because I might not have the opportunity to go and eat like five different pieces of fruit today. But with this shake, I know for a fact there's like three or four different fruits in this. So I'm not having the whole fruit, but I'm covering different bases, and at least I've got some sort of balanced diet that's helping me with my physical and mental health. Fifth reason, social status. So if I feel energetic, I feel excited, I feel on top of the world, then if I'm creating I'm creating content or pictures or videos, I'm going to look better online. I'm going to look more sharp. I'm going to look more effective in what I do, and and over a period of time, the fact that I look and feel more confident, that's going to improve the likelihood of me being able to get, you know, speaking slots or to speak on stage or for me to be recognized in certain areas. So, you know, I can obviously improve my sort of my brand or my audience or my knowledge by sort of being in the right place at the right time and looking the right way and sort of feeling the right way. So, yeah, as you can see, even with a physical product, you can look at multiple different ways of sort of positioning your offer. So that's it for today's podcast. Hopefully this has helped you out and hopefully this has given you plenty of value and plenty of stuff to think about. As a sort of like homework, if you like, is to go away from this, write down all those different reasons as to why somebody would buy. Number one, start thinking of different ways in which you could position your offer off the back of these. And then secondly, also on a different piece of paper, start thinking about how you could create content off the back of these five things as well. Go out there, start creating the content, positioning your offer in a different way, and I absolutely guarantee you're going to pick up a lot of sales that you wouldn't have done in the first place because you're going to start speaking to a lot of people that wouldn't have sort of looked at your offer in that way before. It's amazing that once you start getting to details, and I'm sure you've felt this way with some of the examples, you thought, oh, I didn't think of that. Or, wow, that's a really good way of looking at things or a different way of looking at things. That's what we're trying to achieve with that content. So hopefully that helps you out. So as a bit of a homework and action step, highly recommend that you do that. Thanks for everybody listening today. Hope you have an amazing evening, morning, wherever you're listening from, all over the world. Please let me know in the comment section that you listened to today's podcast. Let me know that you've taken something away from this. If you wish to do so, drop me a couple of comments below the benefits. You know, talk me, you know, share some of these sort of insights, these ideas that you've gained from today's podcast on how you're going to market and move your business moving forward. Thanks for checking in. Really appreciate you all. And I'll catch you all very soon on the next podcast episode. And last but not least, I failed to mention this as well. Go and check out the description of this video for additional training, additional support, my Facebook group, etc. The links to all those things are in the description of this podcast video or on the podcast, however you're listening on the listening to this episode today. Take care, speak to you soon. Bye bye.